大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林。
我是麦杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
好，今天我们要一起来聊聊在公司报销都有什么规矩，看看别出心裁的结婚仪式，还要告诉你怎么说捉刀人。
Yeah, most couples want a special wedding ceremony. It's the kind of memory that will last a lifetime. I wonder what my wedding will be like.
You gotta find someone who's willing to marry you first.
Oh.
Kidding, kidding, you'll be fine. 咱们等会儿再来讨论你梦想中的婚礼，现在先来进入第一个单元。
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Ghostwriter. Ghost is spelled G-H-O-S-T, ghost. And writer, W-R-I-T-E-R, writer. Ghostwriter.
Ghostwriter, 代笔作者，捉刀人。
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is taking heat for hiring Mark Tyson, who vocally supports enhanced interrogation techniques as his ghostwriter.
Wisconsin 州长沃克因为找马克·泰森代写新书而受到批评，因为泰森公开支持使用强化审讯手段。
Michael Malice, the celebrity ghostwriter, raised $30,000 to write an autobiography of Kim Jong-il.
著名捉刀人迈克尔·马利斯集资$30,000，准备给金正日写传记。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Ghostwriter, Ghostwriter, Ghostwriter.
Ghostwriter, 代笔作者。现在啊，是个人就可以出书，最后呢，都不知道书是谁写的。
Yep, I feel like the internet is the thing to blame.Nowadays, a lot of people just go on the internet, get whatever information they can find, and then start writing a book.
Yeah, the internet is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's so much easier to obtain information. But on the other, you need to have the ability to identify the useful from the useless.
Yep, or you can always just march to a different drummer. Go back to reading academic papers.
Oh, 没错。诶，你刚才提到了一个很好的短语 ,march to a different drummer.咱们来听今天的美国习惯用语，学学这个短语的用法。美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第833讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson.
我干广播这一行已经十几年了，以前的编辑都是每星期早上开会，但是最近刚来的这位领导别出心裁，把小组会议改在了星期五下班以前。这倒让我想起了今天要学的习惯用语，叫做
March to a different drummer. March is spelled M-A-R-C-H and drummer D-R-U-M-M-E-R. March to a different drummer.
March to a different drummer. March是齐步走、行军的意思。Drummer 是鼓手。
March to a different drummer.
按照不同鼓手的节奏前进，意思就是独树一帜、标新立异。这下大家明白了吧？别人一般都是星期早上开会，但是新来的这位编辑却规定星期五下班之前开会，跟别人不一样，这就叫
March to a different drummer.
其实啊，生活中这种人并不少见。让我们听听下面例子里这个人是怎么过年的。
My friends are always inviting me to these crazy New Year's Eve parties, but I've always marched to a different drummer. Going to a big noisy celebrations just to wait until midnight isn't for me. I'd much rather stay home and have a quiet evening watching a good movie or reading a good book.
朋友们经常邀请我去参加他们那些疯狂的元旦派对。但是我跟他们不一样，我一点儿也不喜欢那种喧闹的庆祝活动，我更愿意一个人待在家里，晚上安安静静地看个电影或是读本好书。
虽然我也是个喜欢安静的人，大年夜可不是安静的时候，要让我说迎接新的一年到来，跟亲朋好友在一起庆祝一年就这么一次，是无论如何也少不了的。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
My friends are always inviting me to these crazy New Year's Eve parties. But I've always marched to a different drummer. Going to big, noisy celebrations just to wait until midnight isn't for me. I'd much rather stay home and have a quiet evening, watching a good movie or reading a good book.
有时候我还会穿上晚礼服跟先生一起到大饭店里去参加新年庆祝活动玩个通宵呢。刚才说到新年晚会，下次我得记住一定得穿一双舒服点的鞋。我的朋友建议我下次买鞋可以上网去试试看。下面就让我们一起听听一家网上鞋店的介绍。
Zappos, the biggest online shoe store, could have copied its competitors. Instead, it marched to a different drummer. By offering free shipping, a 365-day return policy, and continuously available service, it provided some of the best service in the industry. Maybe that's why it's grown from nothing to an almost $1 billion giant.
最大的网上鞋店 Zappos 本来可以效仿对手的做法随大溜，但是他们却选择了独树一帜，为顾客提供网上购物的一些最优惠的服务，包括免费送货上门、购物一年之内包退包换等。这可能就是他们白手起家发展成为一个价值10亿美元的大公司的秘诀。
看来这家公司的经营者还真是挺有创意的。我认识一对夫妇，他们结婚是在山崖上，婚礼最精彩的节目是蹦极。哇哦，真够刺激的。这就叫
March to a different drummer.
好的，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
Zappos, the biggest online shoe store, could have copied its competitors. Instead, it marched to a different drummer. By offering free shipping, a 365-day return policy,and continuously available service, it provided some of the best service in the industry. Maybe that's why it's grown from nothing to an almost $1 billion giant.
很显然 ,march to a different drummer, 这个习惯用语的出处跟阅兵仪仗有关。来自美国著名作家和思想家亨利·戴维·梭罗1854年的著作《沃尔登》里面的一句话。也许你听人说过
March to a different beat, March to a different tune,
还有
March to the beat of a different drum or drummer.
其实啊，这些说法都是一个意思。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
老师 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位的收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
That's what I was talking about. I want to march to a different drummer for my wedding. Actually, instead of having a wedding, I would rather spend the money on an around-the-world trip.
其实现在很多人都这样结婚啊，省去了婚礼的繁琐，还多了一份共同的旅行记忆。我也觉得这样不错。
And you can save a lot of money on all the useless things you have to get for a wedding, like flowers.You can actually have a better financial starting point for your future life.
Well, that's true. In today's business etiquette, we will touch on how to save expense, not for your personal life, but in business settings. Let's check it out.
礼节美语。
公司开会讨论支出账目，经理 Tim 和会计部主任 John 告诉大家要紧缩开支，首先从员工可报销的账目下手。
Okay, now for the last item on our agenda, expense accounts. Let me turn the meeting over to our chief accountant, John Summers. John?
Thank you, Tim. As you all know, the current economic climate is, to put it mildly, difficult. Our company is being affected by higher prices and a downturn in orders.
Basically, we're going to have to tighten our belts.
支出账目
expense accounts
是指员工可以因公报销的账目。会计部主任这样说，现在经济不景气，公司成本价格上升，订单减少，因此大家要勒紧裤腰带。
Tighten our belts.
And one of the first ways we can save money is by clarifying what you can and cannot claim as company expenses. For starters, we will henceforth limit each person's personal expense account to $300.
That's cutting it pretty close, no? I mean, when I have to go to New York on a business trip, $300 blows by pretty fast.
这样说, for starters, 首先要把个人支出账目限制在300块以内。 Shannon 认为限制太严了。
Cut it pretty close.
他举例说,去纽约出差,300块钱一眨眼就花光了。
$300 blows by pretty fast.
Yes, we understand.But your $300 isn't for special expenses, such as taking a client to dinner. And of course the company still pays for your hotel accommodations and all airfares.
But transport while traveling, such as taxis, etc., that comes out of the $300?
Yes, it would. So would food for yourself and any other small purchases.
这样说,300块限额不包括请客户吃饭。也不包括旅馆的住宿和机票。这300块钱的用途是打车和自己吃饭。
It does, however, mean that you'll have to cut back on some of the extras.
Like what?
Well, I don't want to single people out, but here's a good example. Someone claimed $120 for a massage. That's the kind of stuff that will be axed.
要减少额外开支。
Cut back on some of the extras.
比如说按摩 massage 一定要被砍掉
will be axed.
Let me speak up here. I'm the one that claimed the massage, but I think I deserved it. I was at the Berlin Trade Fair for 3 days before flying directly to Peru to visit our supplier. I was doggone tired.
Mike 承认报销按摩的人就是他。但他觉得这是自己应得的。
I deserved it.
因为他在柏林参加了整整3天的博览会之后，又直接飞到秘鲁去见公司的供应商。
I was doggone tired.
简直累死了。
经理 Tim 说，现在经济不景气，公司预算不好，大家需要 tighten our belt, 勒紧裤腰带 ,cut back on some of the extras, 减少额外的开支。Things like massage will be axed. 像按摩之类的一定要砍掉。
Yeah, I feel like some of the expenses in private companies are really ridiculous. There's an expense account called entertainment, and you basically take your clients everywhere, including a strip bar.
Well, not that I agree with it, but some business is done in that way. Let's keep listening to Tim and Joan about how to cut their expense.
礼节美语。
公司开会讨论支出账目，经理 Tim 和会计部主任 John 告诉大家，要紧缩开支，首先从员工可报销的账目下手。Tim 说
，Well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We'll have to cut back on our expenses, or we'll have to cut back on staff. Something I'd rather not do.
But we still have discretionary spending money, right?
Sure. You can spend half of the $300 on whatever you want without providing a receipt.
经理 Tim 说，我不想粉饰太平。
Sugarcoat it.
实际情况是，不减少开支，我就得裁员。Mike 问，是不是还有
discretionary spending money?
可以随便支出的钱。答案是300块钱里一半的开销都可以不交收据。
What other ways can we help cut costs?
Well, if it's a flight of less than 4 hours, we're going to ask you to fly economy class. For long distance flights, you can still use business class.
And we need to talk about client dinners. I know you have to take the client to a nice place.I know you can't take them to McDonald's.
But the 5-Michelin-star A+1 Golden Steakhouse? That's pushing it. I see a $265 claim here for a business dinner for two. That's got to come down.
Tim 说，今后凡是不到4个小时的短途飞行，一律要改为经济舱。 这样补充说，请客户吃饭虽然不能去麦当劳，但是两个人吃牛排花265块则未免有些过分。
That's pushing it. Actually, I've been doing more internet research before I take clients to business meals. I found you can save a lot of money by choosing an interesting, special place that isn't necessarily expensive.
Right. Say, I know this little place, and then take them somewhere cool, but not at $265 a pop.
Shannon 建议不用带客户去太贵的地方吃饭，可以带他们去一些更有意思但是并不贵的餐馆。 Tim 表示赞成，说最好是
Take them somewhere cool, but not at $265 a pop.
A pop 是每次花多少钱的意思。
Another thing, stay out of the hotel bar. It's outrageous what they charge for a couple of cocktails. Go find a bar down the street to meet at. It's got more character and it's substantially cheaper.
Yes, good thinking.
And it goes without saying, the hotel room's adult movies are not business expenses.
No, they most certainly aren't. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your understanding.
Mike 补充说，旅馆的酒吧太贵，最好是能出去找个酒吧见面，不仅便宜，而且
It's got more character.
还更有个性。Mike 继续搞笑说，
It goes without saying.
不用说，旅馆的成人电影是不能报销的。
I agree. A $300 business meal is definitely over the limit. It's always more fun to go to some place that has more personality.
Yeah. For a foodie like me, it's always important to go where the best gourmet food is.
But you need to watch out, though. We don't have a big paycheck.
Yeah, that's why I'm learning to cook for myself.
Well, let's see how to use the word paycheck.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
paycheck. Paycheck is spelled P-A-Y-C-H-E-C-K. Paycheck.
Paycheck, 工资单。为了显示跟被迫停薪休假的联邦雇员同甘共苦
President Obama will give 5% of his paycheck back to the federal government.
美国总统奥巴马将拿出工资的5%来还给国库。在美国，一个典型中产阶级家庭把孩子养大到17岁，平均要花费$235,000。对于学龄孩子的家长来说，
Costs from their children's extracurricular activities, like football, gymnastics, and music lessons, chip away at their paychecks.
家长收入的一部分要花在孩子的橄榄球、体操和声乐等课余活动上。好的，今天我们学习的词是
paycheck, paycheck, paycheck.
Wow, 养个小孩到17岁要花$230,000，简直可以买栋房子嘞。
Yeah, kids are really expensive. In America, tuition at private schools is off the chart. If you send your kids to private high school, their tuition is going to be over $50,000 a year.
That's true. But there's also different kinds of scholarship to help those who can't afford to pay tuition, but are qualified to go to a good school.
Yep.I got a couple of scholarships to go to college in Ohio, thanks to some local NGOs.
A lot of NGOs are going to the mat for the students in need these days. Speaking of which, 我们来听今天的美国习惯用语 Go to the mat.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第834讲，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我可不是什么老古董，对进步事物总是拍手称快。不过，最近有人建议把我们家附近的一个公园推倒，盖个超市，这我可不赞成。好在市政委员会里面的一名代表跟我的想法一致，他正在竭尽全力设法推翻这项提案。这倒是让我想起了今天要学习的习惯用语，叫做
Go to the mat. Mat is spelled M-A-T. Go to the mat.
Mat 是脚垫、地板垫的意思。To go to the mat 意思是不遗余力，设法解决难题，往往是为了那些无权无势的小人物的利益。就好像刚才说到的， 我们地区的那位市政议员努力说服其他人不要拆掉我们附近的公园。
I'm so thankful that he's been willing to go to the mat for my neighborhood.
他能为我们这个居民区摇旗呐喊、据理力争，真让我感动。在下面这个例子中，上司的支持让一名雇员感激涕零。我们一起听听他是怎么说的。
When I told my supervisor that I was going to be let go, she marched into the president's office to defend me. Apparently, she told him that the company couldn't afford to lose one of its most valuable employees. If she hadn't gone to the mat for me, I wouldn't still be here.
这个人说，我告诉上司说，公司要解雇我，他马上找到总裁，为我进行辩护。显然，他告诉总裁说，公司不能失去像我这样最有价值的雇员。要不是他挺身而出替我说话，我今天早不在这儿了。
有这么个替自己撑腰的上司，可真够幸运的。这倒让我想起我的一个高中同学，他后来在一个大学里当系主任。那所大学里很多有学习障碍的学生，多年来一直抱怨说，他们得不到应有的帮助。直到我这位同学当上系主任，他们的问题才得到了解决。
She went to the mat for them.
给他们争取到了各种各样的帮助。好的，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
When I told my supervisor that I was going to be let go, she marched into the president's office to defend me. Apparently, she told him,that the company couldn't afford to lose one of its most valuable employees. If she hadn't gone to the mat for me, I wouldn't still be here.
很显然，每个社会里都有不少需要别人代言的群体。让我们一起来听听下面这个例子。
What happens to the poor and sick who need to see a doctor?Fortunately, one of my favorite charities is going to the mat for these needy people. It's a clinic that travels across the U.S. to provide thousands with free medical services. Because of its staff of volunteer healthcare professionals and donated supplies, there's a little less suffering in the country.
这个人说，那些没钱看病的穷人该怎么办呢？幸运的是，我们最喜欢的一个慈善机构正在向这批人伸出援手，他们出资办的一个流动诊所到美国各地去，给数以千计的人免费看病。诊所里不求报酬的医务工作者和社会各方捐献的医疗设备，让我们这个国家减少了一份病痛。
真巧，我最近刚刚在电视上看过这个流动诊所创办人的人物介绍，这个人真是太了不起了。正是因为这种人的存在，社会上需要帮助的人才有了希望。好的，我们再来听一下上面的例句。
What happens to the poor and sick who need to see a doctor? Fortunately, one of my favorite charities is going to the mat for these needy people. It's a clinic that travels across the U.S. to provide thousands with free medical services.Because of its staff of volunteer healthcare professionals and donated supplies, there's a little less suffering in the country.
也许大家能猜到 go to the mat 这个习惯用语是从摔跤比赛来的，指的是把对手摁在垫子上。最早的使用可以追溯到20世纪初。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。你现在又多了一个习惯用语，不妨试试看。如果有人敢说你用的不对，只管告诉我。I will go to the mat for you. 我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson.
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
My dream is to be a journalist that can make a difference in the world.I want to go to the mat for those who are underprivileged.
I'm pretty sure the underprivileged would rather have someone else go to the mat for them.
Mike, you gotta watch out. Anyways, 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.